Toni Giusto is in her nursing home just blocks from the San Francisco Bay. Her sun-filled room is decorated with stuffed animals and wind chimes. It's Saturday morning, and her caregiver, Janae Conahay, is preparing a sponge bath.
Okay, Toni, so just wash your face, and then I'll help you clean up the rest of your body, okay?
All right, thank you.
Giusto likes it here. She has two roommates, and the staff treats her well. It's a stark contrast from when she lived at home in Oakland with her longtime girlfriend, Vaughn Bellinger.
I was scared to death. I didn't feel safe there at all. Oh my God, it was awful.
Giusto, now 54, became paralyzed after a spinal cord injury in her 40s. She needed full-time care, and the state paid Bellinger about $2,000 a month to do the job. In the last few years, though, things got bad. Giusto says Bellinger starved her, refused to clean her, and didn't take her to the doctor. She developed bed sores all over her body. Then the bugs came.
There were flies and worms crawling on me, and she didn't care. She sprayed me down with Raid.
Bellinger was employed through a state program called In-Home Supportive Services. It helps keep elderly and disabled people out of nursing homes by paying for caregivers. But no overall training is required for the caregivers, and they work with almost no oversight. Elder abuse experts and police say that can put people at risk.
A lot of the abuse and a lot of the suffering that's occurring for our elders happens behind closed doors.
Riverside Police Detective Christian Vaughn says only a small fraction of cases get reported. He's especially concerned about abuse and neglect by caregivers in the state's program, also called IHSS.
There's not enough people within the IHSS system to check up on the caregivers.
It's a problem social worker Martin Hernandez knows all too well. He's responsible for 440 clients in LA County. Social workers are supposed to visit every year, but that doesn't always happen. When they do, they're mostly checking if the person has the right level of care. Hernandez says they seldom spot abuse because they aren't looking for it.
We're not there every year, and even that sometimes not enough to be able to tell who's being harmed and who's not being harmed.
Nearly three-fourths of caregivers in the program are relatives. Hernandez says not everyone has the best intentions. A state law requires caregivers to get background checks, but only certain crimes keep them from getting the job.
If you've been convicted of elder abuse or child abuse or welfare fraud, you really can't be a provider, but you can get a waiver and become one if you've robbed a bank or beaten up your spouse.
Eileen Carroll runs the in-home care program for the state.
Could we be stronger on different kinds of felonies? Absolutely. But that's not the direction that the state of California took.
Change doesn't come easy. Increasing oversight or requiring more training would fundamentally alter the 40-year-old program and might require legislation. Carroll says it also would prompt a backlash from disability rights groups. The program, after all, was designed to put people in charge of their own care.
It gives the consumer the voice and the ability to hire, fire, and manage. The success of the program is built around some of this flexibility.
But Carroll admits the program has little control over who works in the home and what they do.
That does then create opportunities where things can go wrong.
She says people with dementia or those over 85 are particularly vulnerable. Carroll agrees caseloads in some counties are too high. She says there's also a problem with the program's data collection. The state's most recent data show that in 2013, LA, Orange, and San Diego counties didn't report a single incident of abuse or neglect to her department.
Some of the counties, I think, didn't quite understand what they were supposed to do, and we have changed that now.
Still, she insists the program works well for the vast majority. That's the way it's been for Margaret Belton.
Everybody calls me Maggie.
You want your lemonade or your Coke?
Yeah. I'll thank you when you get back.
Belton is 82 and has arthritis, diabetes, and a history of falling down. Her caregivers help her with everything. That means she can stay in her Pasadena apartment, where she lives with her cat, Ginger.
I'm not in a convalescent or nursing home or something because I have someone to come and help take care of me.
As for Toni Giusto, she says the state should have done more to protect her. Her nightmare didn't end until 2010 when her sister got suspicious and called police. Giusto had 23 open sores.
The abuse almost killed me, but I went into sepsis. I had so many infections when I got to the hospital, they didn't even know what to treat me with.
Yvonne Bellinger was eventually convicted of elder abuse and fraud. Back in the nursing home in Alameda, Giusto says she finally feels safe.
I feel like I'm in good hands.
Here's your lunch. You have turkey burger and baked beans.
Well, you take good care of me, Jeanette. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I'm Anna Gorman.